NHL free agency. The Stars have made some moves. They have development camp in the midst. We're going to talk about all that and more on this show with me and K-Fitz. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The BS3 people just now that he would be here, and here he is, K-Fitz.
Yes, sir. Here to talk about some Dallas Stars and free agency and see what we got.
It's July 3rd, man. We are, what, 2 days into this free agency thing? From your point of view, dude, how are we feeling?
Not as good as I was hoping we'd feel. Now, don't get me wrong, and don't jump all over my case. I'm happy with some of the picks that we've got offensively, but I still don't think we've really kind of addressed the elephant in the room, which is our defense, and we really need to address that. However, that little article that you just sent me kind of gives me a little bit of hope.
That's a wild little thing from NHL trade rumors, which, you know, I don't know how credible it is, per se, but I kind of see it circulated around a lot, so it kind of perks my ears up anytime I see stuff like that, because sometimes they are right, and, you know, if we're going to go ahead and talk about it, man, you've heard me say it, and I think you've said the same thing, Dumba and Victory Green. Absolutely, yes.
I think so. I think you put him and Hockenpah back there, that's a dangerous threat duo.
Yeah. We've bounced that off of each other for, what, the last, what has it been, like 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah. At least the last 2 weeks.
Give or take. And, like, yeah, Hockenpah, Dumba, or, do you go hard-hitting speed? And then hard-hitting speed on two different D pairs, because you need... I mean, I don't know, because I feel like if you put Dumba and Hockenpah on the same pair, where's the rest of your physicality going to come from?
I guess that's true. You might want to put them separate. So who would you set with each one?
Oh, shoot. This is kind of wild. I want to put this question out into the open. Is Matt Dumba a first-line D pair for the Stars? Is he that caliber? Just out of sheer curiosity.
I mean, I think he could be. I don't know that you start him first line. I think you may make him second line starting out and see how it goes from there. He does have the potential, though.
Yeah, that's actually my line of thinking, because, like, you have the training camp and, you know, the preseason and everything like that.
Those are kind of the questions that kind of get answered as training camp and things like that go. But just looking at it on paper, he does have the talent, but... If we were to bring him in right now and the season started tomorrow, would I put him first line? Probably not.
Really?
No, I probably have him second line.
Who would you put with Haskinen then? that
reaction. The I can't remember his name. You mentioned him the other day. The one that you said that we'd probably call up from the Stars.
Maverick Bork?
Yeah, I would put him.
Really?
And give him a shot just to see. Yeah. If the season were to start tomorrow and we were to call him up, yeah.
Okay. Is he a defenseman? Did I get that right? No, he's a center.
No, yeah. He's a
Maverick
center. No.
Bork is a center. Okay, no wonder.
No. You had mentioned.
Oh, is it Stankoven?
Yes. There you go.
No, he's a forward as well. What the heck?
Hold on. I don't have it. Unfortunately, I don't have a way of looking at it without canceling this. You had sent it to me. And unfortunately, I'm not as keen. But when I looked up his stats after you had mentioned him to me, I was like, that's a very interesting call-up.
Oh. I got it, I think. Well, I'm getting there. Will Butcher is one. I would love to see him called up. I really would.
I think that's what you said.
Will Butcher is a New Jersey Devil castaway or cast off or whatever you want to call him. They signed him, sent him down to the Texas Stars last season. And here's the thing about him. 5'10", a little bit short, right? 190 pounds. How about, Alex Petrovic, I believe, was just re-signed. I could be wrong. He was one that I kind of put in your ear a couple times.
Yeah.
And he's 6'4", and he's every bit of 216.
That would be nice.
So, I'm thinking, you know, those two, along with, since I apparently don't know my forwards, I was tired those days, I promise.
Oh, don't feel bad. Right now, I'm kind of out of things as well. I'm still kind of reeling from what we've done so far in free agency, who we've kept, who we've let go. And
Petrovic and Butcher, though, those are two guys I think could make some noise. Stankoven and Bork could make some noise on the other lines. And, you know, from the pressers, I was just witnessing the new guy Sam Steele, and I believe it was just Sam Steele, actually. He said that he was really excited to come in and see where he could fit in with the younger guys. So maybe it was him. He was excited about Maverick Bork and Stankoven, and, you know, trying to compete with them, and those three trying to vie for a roster spot. So, you know, you might have, in those three, you might have some lion chemistry or competition, for lack of a better way of putting it, with Wyatt Johnston.
Right.
You know, like, I would be absolutely overjoyed if you gave any one of them a line, or all of them, if they can play in any of those positions each, align with Wyatt Johnston, because it's the youth thing, you know, and the young kids, they're hungry. Wyatt proved that last season. Season pro now. And
we know we're retaining our top line, so we're going to have Robertson, Vincent, Kowalski. That's going to be your top line. And then, then you've got Ben and Johnston, and more than likely going to put Dadon off with that with Ben and Johnston, or at least I would.
Might be a smart move, yeah.
So that kind of leaves you with the potential, you know, of say, like, fourth line could be something like Radek Foxa, Steele, and Calandria?
Oof. I like Smith, too.
Smith would be a good one, too, on the fourth line.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly and truly, they did do some really good things offensively. I think our offense might be a little bit more on fire now with some of these moves. I hate that we lost Max Domi. As you know, I was a big fan of his. But I wish him nothing but the best. I made a comment on a post on Facebook that I hope this doesn't come back to bite us in the butt. Someone wanted to be smart and say, oh, he wasn't that good. No, I think he really was, but, you know. And I don't think that he was asking too much after they announced the contract he signed. I think that we could have worked it out, but that's in the past now. Nothing we can do about it. Now we just focus on the future.
Well, see, here's the thing about Domi, too. He signed in Toronto. And when he revealed his signing, actually, I think it might have been just earlier today,
yeah,
he said, I'm coming back home. So, from a guy that's been everywhere but home a lot of my life, there's no place like coming back home, like Dorothy said in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, and you know what? Making that point, we might not have even had a shot. Because I do know that early in the process, that I believe an offer was extended to him. And I know he made the statement that, yeah, he would like to stay with the Stars, but he would have to talk to his agent. I almost kind of feel like he basically, like you said, wanted to go home. Had his agent probably reach out. They tendered the offer, and he probably would have taken any offer they gave him, to be honest with you.
I'm starting to wonder, because, look, the Stars turned around, and they gave Duchesne the same deal that they offered to Domi.
Right.
So that's the iffy part for me. And, you know, I'm not saying that Domi sucks by any stretch, because I loved the guy, too. I really did. But Duchesne is a significant, dare I say, upgrade. He really is.
This is true.
So I guess I
kind of bought into the hype of Max Domi, you know, his lineage. And I'm sorry, but he did impress me during the play, especially during the playoffs. And I did like the fire and going into the playoffs. But I will also say this. I am happy that we did keep Dodonov, because I felt like he had earned a roster, you know, spot. I think he did his fair share.
My friend, you predicted this. You said if we keep any of them, it's probably going to be Dodonov. You said that. You had a gut feeling.
I had a gut feeling about that.
And you were right.
So I am quite happy that we maintain Dodonov. And
he's going to be great, dude. I'm so excited.
Especially to have him for a full season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think we only got a glimpse of him last season. I think this season, you know, he had already started building really good chemistry going into this season. And, or you know, going into the playoffs. And now he's got the whole off season. He's comfortable. He knows he's signed. He's not going anywhere. Now he can really focus on, you know, doing what he needs to do to make this team better and push this team possibly into the Stanley Cup.
They could have done that this past season, man. I don't know what went wrong for them other than maybe just running out the tank. I mean,
well, honest and truly, I think, yeah, you cannot, and I've said this before, and I will say it again, you cannot play the style of play that they played last season again this season. You cannot allow games to go into overtime. You cannot put your goaltenders in those positions. You have got to figure out a way to finish these games during the regular season. Are there going to be overtime games? Yes, it's the nature of the beast. But we had way too many close calls, way too many close games, way too many comebacks. And it's great to have that ability, but it taxes you.
It really does. And I think maybe that's where a guy like, what's his name, Craig Smith? Is it Craig or Greg? Smith, the newer guy that we just saw. I feel like that's where he might fit in, because he said he's coming in like he has something to prove. He said this in the presser earlier, or the media availability, whatever you want to call it. He said he feels like he has something to prove, which leads me to believe, granted, I need to go look some stuff up on him because I don't really know who he is. It leads me to believe that he's going to come in here with a chip on his shoulder.
I think he is, and I think Duchesne's going to come in with a chip on his shoulder. Look what he went through.
Yeah.
He had a devastating... I mean, his day was devastating. You think you're comfortable. You think you've signed a major contract. You're there for at least the next 7-8 years. And then all of a sudden, you find out your contract's bought out. Now you're in limbo. You don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, all of a sudden... And he gets tendered by the Stars, gets a deal with the Stars, and now he's here. I think he's going to come in with something to prove.
I think he should, honestly. He's kind of the guy that I'm pretty much most hyped up about. You know, I have my days. Give me a day, show me a person, I'll probably be hyped up about him. But right now, Duchesne's kind of got my ears perked up because, you know, there was a time where he was the guy. Everybody wanted him.
Well, just 2 seasons ago, I mean, he was at 86 points. He had 43 goals, 43 assists in 78 games.
This guy, and he gets signed by Dallas, and everybody's laughing at him. It's just like, what are you laughing at, dude? There's nothing better than a person that has his mind set on something that has something to prove.
I mean, look at some of those that we kept that didn't have the output that he had last season. I mean, even last season, he had 56 points, 22 goals, 35 assists. That's not bad. That's not something to cry about. Those are pretty decent stats. We've got guys on our roster right now that didn't do half that.
Yeah, true.
You know, we've got guys that we re-signed that didn't do half that. So I don't understand why, as a fan base, we're laughing at that. I think this man's going to come in here and help us out. And I think he's going to come in with a chip on his shoulder. I think he's going to come in with something to prove that, hey, you guys could have kept me, and this is what you guys could have had.
Here's the thing, though. When you got people like Vegas running around who seem like, man, they just hit everybody in sight, what's he going to do to help the Stars get over that hump? You know, like, because Vegas is a Western Conference team. It's a team that they battled all season long with, pretty much, till the very end. Quite literally, to the very end. You know, they did not go away, and they ended up eliminating the Stars and winning the Cup. So, teams like Minnesota, Vegas, dare I say, I kind of feel like Arizona's improved a little bit. You know, what... How is Duchesne going to factor in? That's my question.
Unfortunately, that's actually something we're not going to find out really until the season starts, because you know, you don't know which Duchesne are you going to get.
Mm. That's why I was really hyped up about Smith. You know, if you look at his scoring, man, he's pretty good. He really is. You know, for a lot of people, he might be a little under the radar because of access to what he can do. I'll say channels or whatever. You know, not everybody can go to every NHL game. Not everybody has every TV station. So you may not know who he is. That's why I'm hyped up about him, because, you know, I want to see what he can do. He's got something to prove, he said. And... you know, him beside somebody like Dellandrea or Johnston?
Ooh. See, and what you just said right there is going to be the X factor with both of these guys.
You think?
The lines that they're going to be assigned to, who they're going to be with. Because I hate to say it, players are going to play up to the level of those they play with.
True. And Smith played in Washington last year, as we all know. 22 games for him, 6 total points. 6. The lowest point total in his career. Granted, I don't know if he was injured or not, so I'll be brutally honest there. But that's the lowest point total he's ever had in his career. Second lowest would be 10 in 22-23 in Boston. But other than that, man, he's only had sub-20 points one other time. Yeah, one other time. And, you know, that was with Nashville. Wow. He played in Nashville? Whoa, where was I at? I totally forgot he was there.
I'm just going to be interested to see how things pan out. Right now, I'm kind of doing stuff in my career that might change trajectory and whatnot, but if I'm able to, I'm definitely looking at possibly taking some time in September and going to Cedar Park to watch them and see what I can see.
Oh, shoot. Is there any way that you could relay some info for me while you're down there?
Yeah, well, like I said, if I go, definitely. They allow video. I'll even take video.
That would be a tremendous aid to this show, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I'm excited, man, because Smith is a guy that's coming off of a type of season. You know, he looks like a decent player. Duchesne was pretty much written off. I'll say that. And Bayreuther, man, coming back to Dallas. He's excited about it, too.
Yeah.
I hope and I pray he's up in the defensive fold somewhere. Maybe he is what you need. Actually, maybe them younger guys with the building reputation, shall we say? I don't want to say no name, because if they were no name, they wouldn't be in the NHL. But maybe the younger guys, or, you know, the guys that are under the radar are the ones we need to be counting on.
See, and that's another X factor. We don't know who they're going to bring up.
That's nutty to me. And they have the talent to bring up anybody from almost anywhere.
And honest and true, if I were the Stars, I wouldn't be afraid to bring some young guns up.
No. Two right off the bat that I want to see happen is Matt Murray pushing Scott Wedgwood out, maybe. Or at least giving him competition. I want to see Stankoven and Bork come up and maybe push Sam Steele. That would be a fun competition. Or even Johnston, you know?
Yeah.
I want to see, shoot, on defense, almost anybody. But give me Will Butcher. Just to see what he can do. You know, I don't even know. Man, Will Butcher was a cast-off from the Devils, like Scott Wedgwood was. So, you know, my heart's with the cast-off guys. It really is. And we are so far from October, but so close to the training camp. It's driving me crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, I love that hockey's in the news now up here. More than it has been in a while, too.
How has it really been?
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, it took you long enough. By the way, Nick Camano just signed 1 year two-way contract.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Interesting.
That that was just released 22 minutes ago. Scott Reedy has re-signed a 1-year two-way contract. Is 1 year the magic number this year? Holy moly. Look at the most recent contracts they have. Kamado, 1 year. Reedy, 1 year. Gavin Bayreuther, 1 year. Oh my gosh. Duchesne, what was he? 1 year. Sam Steele. Oh, you guessed it. 1 year. Colin Miller was traded. I'm not too bothered by that since we didn't cover that yet. Colin Miller to the Devils for a fifth round 2025 draft selection. Hanley.
Not sure we got a good deal on that one.
You don't think so?
Fifth round? I'd have been happy with a third round or something like that.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Rosberg, by the way, 1 year contract. Holy moly, dude. What else? Hanley, 2 year contract. Hanley's coming back. Good.
Oh, yeah. I think I told you about that one.
Yeah, you did.
Oh. I almost forgot about it.
It's the magic number. It's driving me crazy. Seems to be 1 year. Why? I wonder. Is that a sign that the salary cap might be changing for the better next year?
Could be.
Boy, we've got so many questions. Absolutely no answers, but I am hyped because, well, I don't know. I guess hockey makes me happy. I'll just be blunt about it.
We're at that transition period right now where there's not a whole lot to talk about, but there's enough to talk about.
There is. What does this turnaround, by the way, do for the Texas Stars?
Once again, we won't really know until we know what the call-ups are going to be, how this is all going to wind up.
I mean, I kind of think maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm full of it. I think the Stars are going to miss Tufte down there.
Yeah.
He went to Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
Glenn Denning being gone might affect them in a different way. Who knows? But they tendered. Who was it they tendered? Delandria. I lost it. I just had it. Awkward. Somebody insert crickets right here. Hanley. Okay, no, that wasn't it. Who was it?
Unfortunately, as always, what seems happening. Right as soon as I was going to start this with you, my computer is doing a Windows update. So I don't even have the use of that right now.
Well, okay. For the people that they could have tendered qualifying offers to, Damiani, Delandria, and Scott Reedy were the only ones that were tendered offers. So if we click on this article, the following players were not issued qualifying offers. Barteau, defense, gone. Oskari Laaksonen, defense, gone. Adam Scheel, gone. Marion Student-Nietzsche is gone. And that kind of bugs me because when he was with Dallas, even when he got sent down and came back up, I kind of liked him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That bugs me just a little bit. Jeez. I didn't even know Duchesne was 32, by the way. I thought he was younger than that.
No, he was drafted in 2009.
Wow. That's crazy. Oh, here's a little thing for you, too, that I saw on social media. And granted, this is speculation. This is just for the talks, just for the ha-has, as far as the show's concerned. But, you know, I saw somebody toss around an idea that maybe they should move Mason Marchment or Redick Fox up.
Move to...
Just trade him? Yeah. But here's the thing. Foxa, Steele, and Smith or Delandre on the fourth line would be pretty fun to watch.
That's what I was thinking.
You know?
And I don't... He didn't, like, light my world on fire or anything, but I thought, you know, that Radic Foxa did a pretty decent job last season.
You know, and, okay, here's the thing. I've said this a couple times now, and, you know, we're still hoping for the big-name defender or whatever, just hoping for a defender to begin with, really, that can either move the puck or help keep the puck away from the opposition. You know, what if he's already in our system? What if you don't need that guy? And... do you just let that go and see what training camp brings? I mean, Dumba is the only option that's still available, I think, to the very best of my knowledge. Because everybody else I looked at and threw your way is gone.
Yeah.
Does Dumba really need to come here? Or... do we suck it up like we did when we let Klingberg walk and let somebody like do like a Miro Heiskanen did and just learn?
No.
Question to you.
No. I honestly and truly, and I know there's some out there that might hate him because of what happened in the playoffs. You got to look past that. I think we need somebody like a Dumba on defense. Defense is what killed us this year. We cannot play the learning curve if we want to get to the next level.
Okay, solid point. But is there anybody out there other than Dumba that you might want to get?
Not really. Not that I can think of. Unfortunately, I think they focus too much on offense and didn't focus enough on defense during these early days of the free agency. So unless they, like I said, unless they've got something.
Are you there? Hey,
I don't know. Yeah, I'm here. No, I'm here.
Okay, good. That was weird. I hope y'all heard him because I certainly didn't. But let's see. Jeez, I don't know who's even available anymore. Let's see. Opposition's all type. No, we want to see who's still. There we go. Sporting news. Let's see what you've got for me. Jonathan Toews is still free? What? Really?
That wouldn't be bad.
Are you serious? You would take Toews?
I don't know. If he was the only thing available.
All right. Bug in your ear because I'm not sure about his status as of right now. How about Patrick Kane?
Not too familiar with him.
Patrick Kane is a... did I almost say Shane? Oh my. He is a Chicago player. Well, former player. He's a winger. Oh, we have enough forwards. Moving on.
Let's see here.
Tarasenko. Ooh. I almost started salivating. Dumba is the best defender available.
Yeah. He's the number one defender available right now. I'm trying to look for something out, but it's hard to do on this phone.
I would take Gurianov's back on the free agency market. Wow.
What?
Yeah. Montreal let him walk, apparently. I would take him back in Texas, down there in your neck of the woods, honestly.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
Think of what he could do down there. I mean, no, he's an NHL caliber player. I get that. But, you know, what if? That's all I'm going to hit you with. What if?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but yeah, looking at what's available right now, I think Dumba's going to be our best bet if we're going to go after a defenseman.
You're right. Doesn't look like very many defenders are available.
No.
Not that I would
put too much effort in the beginning.
Gostabear's gone. I was looking at him. I really was. That's a forward. Shen, I was looking at. I think he's gone. Gudas would have been cool, but he's gone. Klingberg? Wouldn't that be crazy? I think he signed somewhere else too, didn't he? Did he?
Looks like he's is it Toronto?
Are you serious?
What? Yeah, he went to Toronto.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Klingberg signed.
Yeah, and here's the thing about Domi as well. You know, that's one thing that, you know, he might need to be careful of is overestimating his contract value or his team value, I guess.
Yeah.
How would you say that? Yeah, either way. Well, anyways, if we can't get Dumba, what do they do? Like, they have...
I mean, there's... I don't know. Keith one.
You know what I'd really like to see? I'd like to see Alexiak back. That's a big dream.
It's nice to dream.
Right? I would lose my mind if I woke up tomorrow, dude, and Gurianov was signed to Dallas and went down to Texas, down to Cedar Park. I would lose my mind. That's another dream.
I can't believe they won't go.
So it looks like if Dallas doesn't get Dumba, dude, they're going to have to bring somebody up.
Yeah.
Like, that almost looks like their only option at this point. Which kind of sucks because I'm not all that familiar with Idaho. But, you know, that's going to have like a, what do you call that? Trickle-down effect or trickle-up effect, I guess. Somebody from Idaho is going to have to come up to the Texas Stars and Texas Stars is going to have to bring somebody else up to this Dallas. And, oh, by the way, Rhett Gardner is gone, which I was shocked about. I genuinely was. I was like, wait, why would somebody sign him? I'm sorry to say that because, you know, I'm not saying he's a bad player or anything, but it's just, why would somebody sign him? Unless it's for their minor league team themselves.
Could be.
Let's see. I'm looking at NHL rumors right now. And there's the Matt Dumba rumor again. That somebody started.
That's the biggest rumor I've seen. I've seen that on two sites I just looked at. Yep. That apparently the Stars are, their front office is really working towards that from what I just read.
I mean, I really hope so, because for me, you want to go with somebody proven.
Yeah. Well, you want to go with somebody proven, and you know what? Hey, we already know he's somebody who's not afraid to mix it up and make a name for himself. I mean, honest and truly, of that series, what name stands out the most to you? Of the playoffs, I mean, in all reality, just saying, of the playoffs, of the Stars playoff run, what name stands out the most? Thinking, if you were just to think of the playoffs and our opponents, what name stands out the most?
Well, Dumba, because of that hit.
Because of the hit, that's right. And, well, he wasn't penalized for it or anything of that nature, so, and the league said it was a legal hit.
Yeah, that's...
Whether we agree with it or not, the league said it was a legal hit. So, that being said, why wouldn't you want to bring someone like him in?
I don't know. He's the kind of person that would disrupt the other side of the ice for sure. And
something we need.
Yeah, I mean...
Something we need. And if you look at it, you know, think of that series. Just think of that series.
That was the most entertaining one to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That was the most entertaining playoff series that I'd seen in a while. Like I said,
yeah.
It felt like it had been years since we played them, you know? Like, yeah. I mean, I know that's not the case, but it just seems so familiar. Because that's the way it had been for a while. And, oh, by the way... Dumba being a disruptor could be good for the Stars because they don't really have, what I believe, a player that goes and gets the puck. So,
and if you looked at that series, Dumba was a key factor in them maintaining the puck out of their zone and making it really hard on the Stars on keeping the puck in their zone.
Yeah, fully agreed.
And that's the kind of defenseman we really need.
When you look at the Stars' season last season, do you feel like they had... Okay, besides Max Domi, because we both know our thoughts, each other's thoughts on Max Domi. Do you feel like we had a forward at all that was willing to go get the puck and keep it with whatever energy level or... you know, whatever oomph or gumption or whatever you want to call it that he could, because I feel like that too was part of the reason why we didn't play with the puck.
Yeah. Like, no. And in fact, the only player that stands out to me that had any kind of in forward, any position that had any kind of get up and go get the puck and whatnot was Wyatt Johnston.
Oh, that kid was ready. He was like, all right, give me a challenge. I'm gone.
I mean, don't get me wrong. We had a lot of good play along the boards. We did have some good play along the boards. But as far as, like, actually going after the puck and going and getting it and fighting for it, nobody really stands out.
See, and that makes me question DeBoer in a way, or the coaching staff, or maybe the talent, or maybe a combination of all of it. Everybody says that we are a balanced team, balanced approach, which means you're good at offense, you're good at defense, you're good at goaltending. Yes, but puck control is part of offense. And, you know, I can't remember the last time, except for when Lindy Ruff was coaching, that the Stars had consistent control of the puck. They
oh, you're right.
Somebody. You said I'm right?
Yeah, you're right.
What do they have to do to get the puck more? If they're supposedly balanced, why is part of that so lacking? Is it gumption? Is it effort? Is it
drive? It's drive. No, it's drive. Period. It's drive and want. You've got, I mean, you have to have that want, need, and desire to go get things like that. And if you don't have it, you cannot fake it.
See, the more I think about it, the more I think the group that we have to shore up the guys that have already left, you know, maybe that's the right thing to do, because if you bring up the hungry and young kids, you're going to have more of a chance of seeing another Wyatt Johnston.
True.
Do you need a full team of big name overpaid players to succeed? Or do you need a team that is willing to get their hands dirty all the way up to their elbows just to make some plays? Because I remember, I don't want to say the 1999 team wasn't big names. That would be absolutely stupid. But it was, to me, it was team, or it was a player, it was a team with players, there we go, that were not afraid to get their hands dirty. You know, you had the Mike Modanos that could score from anywhere, but you had guys like Hatcher that would knock you out. You had a rookie, Brendan Morrow, not long after that. We all know what happened with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something missing, and I don't know how you inject the drive in them to succeed, because they're going to hit another wall like Vegas. They really will, the way they played last year.
Well, maybe last season was a wake-up call, and perhaps it'll float in there and get their minds going.
You know what I don't trust? I don't trust the coaching staff. I mean, okay, Pete DeBoer has lived up to his hype. He's had his team that he coached first year to the Western Conference or Conference Finals. Yep, he lived up to that. Steve Spott is a guy that has a reputation, according to some fans, of being a bad assistant coach, bad power play coach, whatever it is he was in charge of. I can't remember now. Kelly Forbes, by the way, is gone. I believe he quit after this coming season to go do other things and enjoy time with family, so good on him. But, you know, that's going to cause a change whenever his time is up with the team. What if it is the coaching? You know, because you have, with Duchesne, man, you have an offensively powered team. Are they really as balanced as they want you to think? I mean, because Lindy Ruff back then, he didn't tell you they were balanced. You could tell right off the bat it was an offensive-minded team. Everybody was fast. Everybody was hungry for the puck. And it took one bad mistake for the puck to end up in the other end of the ice. You know?
Yeah.
So are they as balanced as they want us to believe? Are they doing something wrong in terms of talent and coaching philosophy? This is all thoughts that run through my head, and I don't have the answer to, and I probably won't have the answer to, but all the way back from 99 to, I think Ruff was it. Like, he was the most recent coach where I knew what the team was supposed to be. Who are they?
Maybe the team needs to figure out who they are instead of worrying about the coaches helping them figure that out.
Mm. Oh, by the way, here you go. Here's a question for you. Craig Smith is a Wisconsin guy. He has known Pavelski since he was little. He said that in the media availability thing this morning. How do you think that's going to play into the team?
Well, there's going to be chemistry there.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I think a lot of our answers, our questions are going to be answered during this off season, especially once we finish up with free agency. We lock down who our teams are going to be, and then we can start working on the lines. And, you know, one thing that I do got to give Coach DeBoer some credit on is he does not do a lot of line switching up during the season. And I think that's a good I think that's very good. I don't like the whole switching the line all the time type thing. You know, you don't give players time to gel and get that cohesiveness. So my head, you know, I give Coach DeBoer credit for that. So hopefully he can take the time and assess everybody during this offseason and, you know, see what good things come of it. I mean, we can sit here and we can question and what happened, but honestly and truly, let's forget about last season. Last season's done. It's over with. That team is no longer here. We're now going to be a new team. We're going to have new players. Granted, we're still going to have a lot of the same of the old. You know, now we'll see if old Robo can do it for a third season in a row. And my question is, what's Jamie Benn going to do in this offseason? We've been focusing on all this free agency and things of that nature. Jamie Benn's got a lot to answer for. I feel like, and this is just me, we lost that series against the Golden Knights because of him. And I put the weight solely on him. I don't put any of the weight on the coaching staff. He came out, made a horribly bad decision in a crucial game, and it cost us. So, did he do some soul searching during this offseason? Or is he just going to shuck it off and act like he did during the interviews that, you know, oh, these things happen, I didn't intend to do it, heat of the moments, blah, 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 this and others, pass the buck. You know, one thing that I've learned is that when you're in a leadership role, you need to own that leadership role, and you need to take charge of that role. So while it's great to sit here and ponder and wonder about this, that, and another, my big question is, what's our captain doing? What's he doing to better this team? Because it all falls to him.
That's a solid good point. I think he got engaged not long ago. So there's that.
Truth be told, I mean, he's getting to the twilight of his career. Not sure how many more seasons we're going to have him. You know, he's not the same young buck that he was back in the day. It's great that he has Johnston on his line and that he can mentor Johnston. But that's what he needs to start doing. And he needs to start being a leader. And when you have a crucial game, I hate to say it, I would not have been as upset if it would have been somebody, say DeLandre would have done it. Yeah, I would have been upset that he did it, but it certainly wouldn't have been as impactful as it was that it was our team captain that did it.
Yeah, you're right, because DeLandre is just a kid. You know, he's still got some maturing and all that.
Yeah.
Jamie just kind of went.
Somebody who's never, you know, like I said, when you make it to the dance, when you make it to the playoffs, when you make it, play like you've been there. Even if it's your first time, play like you've been there. And Wyatt then, Johnson. Yeah, Wyatt Johnson definitely played like he'd been there. Wyatt Johnson played with ruthless aggression and domination and wanted to win and showed that he had that want and desire to win. But you know what? Like I said, Ben made two crucial bad decisions in that playoff, in those playoffs against the Golden Knights. And I'll tell you what the two were. The first was the penalty alone. The second was coming back. And I hate to say it, but sometimes as a team captain, you might realize that, hey, if you put me back in there, it's going to fire them up and they're going to play a lot harder. Right now, we've won two games because I haven't been in there. And yes, I understand the whole, oh, starting quarterback thing and blah, blah, blah. You want to be the, you want to be in there. You want to, you know, want to. No, absolutely not. I think you should, he should have stepped out and bowed out and said, you know what? You guys are doing great. And just been a team captain and said, look, win this. And then we go on to the Stanley Cup. And then I come back when there's no bad blood, when there's nothing to motivate another team against me. And I feel like the Golden Knights felt motivated when he came back. Just like I feel like the Stars got motivated after that hit the Dumba through. I think that motivated and pushed us through that series. I believe that had that hit not happened, we might have actually lost that series.
That's a solid point. We might have.
Emotion plays a lot in sports. And you can have, as I've said before, you can have the worst team in the league against the best team in the league. And if that worst team in the league has the emotion, oh my God, hold on, back it up. Who was it that was in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Golden Knights?
Oh, who was it? I forgot now.
Florida.
Florida. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Were they even supposed to be there?
Nah, they were just a quote-unquote wild card team.
Yeah, were they even supposed to make it out of the first round?
Nope.
Were they supposed to dominate the best team in the league?
No.
No, but emotionally, they did.
Yeah, true.
So emotion plays a lot in this game. And I know there's probably listeners out there that are like, oh, he's crazy, blah, blah, blah. But I ask you listeners this that might be listening to this and think that I'm crazy. Have you ever played sports? Have you ever felt the emotion of actually going out and running on that field? I have. I'll be honest with you. We played against a team, Midland, Odessa, that should have destroyed us on paper. They were undefeated. This is high school, Texas high school. They put out interviews in their local newspaper the day before our playoff game, looking past us, didn't even consider Killeen Kangaroos as an actual threat. Was talking about who they were going to play after this game. They didn't even talk about we were worried about this or this, that, and another. And we went out there and we beat them handily. We beat them. I don't remember the final score, but I want to say it was something like 42-14 or something.
Oof.
Emotion plays, and our head coach showed us those articles right before we went out to play that game. And it fired us up. I will never forget when Coach Bomar came into that locker room and said, guys, before we go out there, these guys, they're not even looking at you. They've already beaten you. They're undefeated. They're on their way. They're going to the state. They know this. These are the articles. These are what their players are saying. This is what their coaches are saying. And I tell you what, we went out there and we were fired up. Now, we lost in the next round, but that was, hey, we won that night. And we were not the best team on that field. I'll be the first one to tell you, we were not the best team on the field. But emotion carries a long way. And when you're a team captain, you are already out for two games. They've won the two games that you were out because they don't have that emotional carriage. And when Ben went back in, sure enough, we lost. Ben should have been smart enough to bow out and say, look, let's not give these guys anything. Let's not give them any kind of emotional motivation. But we'll see what he's done in this offseason. Can he redeem himself? I think he can. I just want to see him do it, though.
Let me ask you this, too. Not that I disagree with you. Could he be playing with that extra emotion and extra frustration and extra anger, whatever? Because, as the critics have said, is he getting too old and slow? And the little frustration outburst thing is the only thing he can do now?
Well, let's hope not.
I have to admit, you know, I said what I said a lot of time out of frustration and concern. You know, I'm not going to sit there and say that I was all hunky-dory over Jamie Benn, but, you know, the frustration turned into curiosity, turned into concern, because he is getting up there in age, and, you know, maybe it's time, if he is getting up there in age and if his body is breaking down, maybe it's time to look at team leadership.
Well, I will say this. This is just how I feel. I think this will be the last season Ben's our captain.
Really?
I think this season coming up is going to be the last season he's our captain. Well, put it this way. Hold on. The way this season goes will determine if he remains our captain. How's that?
You think?
I do.
Care to elaborate why before we end this show?
Oh, I mean, you know, come on. Coach Pete DeBoer came in. This was his first season. Of course, Jamie Benn's been there. Of course, he's going to keep him as captain. Because guess what? He was already the captain. So why wouldn't you? You want to rely on your veterans. He's your veteran. He's what you have heard all the hype about. He's what should be the captain on paper.
Yeah.
Like I said, last season, kind of faltered. Kind of showed a kink in the armor. Kind of showed that maybe he's not the best choice for captain. Maybe he should look elsewhere. So DeBoer's going to give him this season and say, okay, let's see what you got. Are you our captain or are you losing it? Because I'll be honest with you, as a head coach, a decision like that he made in that playoff game, in a crucial playoff game, is not very captainly. And sometimes you just got to look at things and you got to say, look, you're just not fitting it anymore.
Totally fair.
I that's just my personal thoughts. I think that this season is going to determine it.
Yeah, that's going to have to be a topic we revisit later on in this coming season. You know, I'm curious now, to say the least, because, you know, he doesn't do it that often, to be fair.
No, but he's done it in crucial spots. It's the problem.
You're right.
You do it, or it's not, you know, that you do it, it's when you've done it.
You can have a tantrum when, you know, something bad happens, like a missed penalty or something in a regular season, and it's not really going to matter much.
Right.
But
crucial playoff game?
Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it. And that's going to be something that, irks my very soul until the end of this coming season. And I hope we can revisit that, because the curiosity is running rampant right now.
Yep. Well, JJ, unfortunately, I got to run now. I got things I got to get done. I've already missed like 3 or 4 phone calls of people trying to get me because I was going to do these. So,
but, oh, shoot. Thanks for doing this then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will revisit this next week, probably.
All right. Sounds good to me. Thank you for your time, my friend. And BS3, thank you for yours.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, parting words?
Let's just do the best we can with what we got right now.
Amen. All right. Well, until next week, go Stars.
Go Stars.